As I had mentioned, we are going to check in with AARP Tax Aid to find out about their services and who they are able to help. And joining us is Nancy Teagy. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining me. And tell folks about AARP Tax Aid. I know normally it's done at the library, but because of COVID, things are a little different this year.
Things are very different this year. So because of COVID, the library's closed for group activities. So we are at the rec center this year. We've been at the rec center before. And so before the library, so this isn't a new place for us, but we have to be in a place where we can, that's open and that is having some group activities going on. And we are, so we're able to help any people with that are easy tax returns, which are easy is not exactly what everybody thinks is easy. And we have restrictions, so we can do quite a bit. What I'm getting right now is a lot of people who have not filed tax returns in the past who want to get their economic impact payments. And so we are doing a lot of those. We are doing all of the regular people, but in a different way than we've done in the past. This year we're scanning their returns and then having them come back or hoping to do that.
So when you mention there's people who have not filed before, is it because of their income? Like, why wouldn't they not have filed in the past?
Probably because of their income, and they just haven't met the requirements to file. So there's a lot of people, and then they just don't get their economic payments. So the only way now to get them is to file a tax return.
Okay, and for people, just to understand that, so there was a $1,200 payment, was that early December? And then another $600 that came out in January.
January. The first one, I think, came out in October. Somewhere. It was after summer.
Okay. Early summer. If someone failed to receive that, then they would need to file a tax return in order to get that.
Yeah. So just to explain that, so it's calculated on the last filed tax return that they have for you. And it's only back to 2019. So the first one would have been 2019 if you had filed, or 2018 it might go back to. The current, and so if you hadn't filed the tax return, because they did come out before July. Now that I'm thinking about it.
It's a blur.
Well, we were doing taxes at the time, the late tax returns. So if you look back at, and we were doing some of those because people were just starting to get them. And so they did get them earlier than that. So they were looking at 2018's tax return to get that first one if you hadn't filed your 2019 yet. Now, if they're looking at the 2019, they were looking back to that. But both of those two payments are based on your 2020 income. Just to make that more confusing. So if you didn't get all of it, so like if you did, you made too much money in 2018 and you didn't make as much in 2019 or in 2020, then you were going to be able to get the balance of it back.
Okay. It does sound like it's somewhat complicated and might involve a little detective work.
Oh, people will know. If they didn't get it, they seem to know.
Okay. I just mean with the income differences from 2018 versus 2020, that kind of a thing.
No, all we really need to know is, did they get it? How much did you get? And then we can put that in as a credit. It becomes a recovery rebate credit.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that AARP Tax Aid can do, quote, simple returns. What would the definition of that be? Like, either saying, what can't you do? What can't you help people with? Maybe would be
an
easier way.
That's probably an easier way to look at it. So we can do any normal, regular little tax return. So if somebody comes in, they just have worked income, perm funds, basic kinds of interest, dividends, tax, or if you've got in statements regarding like capital gains, that kind of, we can do all of that. We can do itemizing. And a lot of people think that itemizing is too difficult and we can't do it. Well, we can, because it's not that difficult for us to do. We can do Schedule Cs. People have small businesses, but we can't do anybody that's got employee. We can't do anything that's got depreciation to it that has employees with it, involved with it. So anything that's got something, the way that I kind of look at it is if it's something that needs to have a tax preparer that is going to go to court with you. Is another way to look at it, because we're not going to be making judgment calls on anything. It's black and white to us.
Okay. And then also, are there age limits? Can anyone come in, or do you have to be of a certain age?
Anybody can come in. We do all age groups. So we kind of block our the way we look at things is younger people that would be, to age 65, that are going to be getting earned income credits, that group of people. So that would be children. You got better if you have children. The amount is really, really low for people who are just doing regular income. For if you're single, like we are, it would be a really low. It's like it's around $10,000 earned income. So that's going to be it's pretty low for a lot of people. This year, though, because it's such a weird year, and during 2020, a lot of people have very low income, we can actually go back to 2019's tax return because they were working that year. And if we can get a better earned income credit for them, then we can use that old income. So it's kind of an advantage this year. So it's that working group that are low income, that group is kind of one of our target groups. The next group would be just everyday people that are just, have worked income and regular types of incomes. And then we go to the seniors, and the seniors are the ones that have retirement income and other, Social Security, that group of people.
If people wish to get tax services, what do they need to do?
They need to call me, and the library and the rec center are giving out my phone number, so they can call either one of those places. And I can give it to you now, too, if they need to, because we have to make appointments for people. We've got to keep the limit. We're working on trying to keep the limit of people at the rec center. And so they can socially distance. And that's been tough because everybody wants to be still coming in like they used to. And it's not going to be. So this week we're going to try scanning earlier. We're going to have a special scanning session early, like hopefully tomorrow night, and call our people that are coming in for next week and get a group in to get them started. And then we're going to open a little earlier so we can get initial scanning done.
And this is is it Wednesdays and Saturdays that our appointments are?
On Wednesday and Saturdays, yep. And the scanning will be, I'll tell them when they can come in to get their scanning done.
Okay. And I will say I went last Saturday. To do this. And I guess advice to people, unless things will change with the new scanning method, it does take a while because there are other people before you for the scanning. And so that took a little while. Don't imagine you're just going to drop off stuff and run away.
Well, we're going to do that better. We've got, this is like a learning experience for us too. And so we started doing some newer things this Saturday, and it didn't go right to start. We've been open 2 days, and those 2 days, the first day didn't go the way we expected either. Saturday didn't go the way we expected. And so yesterday, once we got done, we were, since we finished on Saturday, which was about 4:30, we've been talking about different ways to make it smoother. And so we're going to reschedule a few people to so we can get them in and out. Some people are willing to leave. Some people aren't. And we're trying to get them to go. Go shopping, go do something, come back. We'll tell you when to come back and come back then. But go.
Right, because it does take a while to get everything done. And you, like as you mentioned, you are limited with the number of people who can be there, who physically are allowed to be in the rec center waiting. So.
Yeah. And I think as of now, and all of our taxis will be available, are going to be there all the time too. We had one who had a vaccine related, her second vaccine that caused her to be a little bit, she had to stay home one day, and another one had to go to meetings. So we've had problems on the last 2 days with having everybody there. But I think we've got a lot of things resolved, and it's a new experience. Totally new experience for us.
Everyone will learn together. So people will call to make an appointment. What do they need to bring with them?
They need to have their social security and ID. They need to have all of their tax documents. And some people are coming in and getting their forms early, or I can email them all their forms to fill out too. I'm telling them when we're open, come in, get your forms, and just pick them up and take them home with you. And then you'll be more ready for us when you come in.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted to mention about tax aid or signing up?
Not really. The other thing that I think that people need to know is that with COVID, the COVID rules are opening some doors for some people. So like if during this last year, if you pulled money out of your 401k or IRA and it was COVID related, you don't have to pay that back. You've got 3 years to pay it back instead of having to pay it back in 1 year. You've got some leeway this year. And for self-employed people, they get the same benefits as the businesses did for, and if they lost money and they had, or because of COVID, then they may be able to get some of their money, but they'd be able to get some income from that also.
Okay.
They're self-employed.
Okay. And why don't you go ahead and just give your phone number, since you said you'd go ahead and do that. And
my phone number?
Yeah, and then we can also...
You guys could give it out too. Yeah, it's 907-821-8263.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. And I didn't realize that you just started with the tax aid and just have only had two sessions. I assumed this was going on for a while. And how long does it go through? I guess the beginning of April?
April 15th. So I think it's the 14th is a Wednesday, I think. So we'll be open. This year we have more taxis on Wednesdays to work. So I'm retired now. So I'm working there's two of us that are retired now. So we've got four people working on Wednesdays also. So we've got more people available during the day and possibly more coming online soon, but right now it's
okay. And I would imagine that it's limited, the number of slots that you can accommodate.
Well, slots, but the other part is that we can also, because of our scanning system right now, we can also work from home. So, and behind the scenes, we are also working. So because of the way that we're scanning and the scans are the way that they happen, they're also so controlled and how they only are in our computer and we're on a tax aid computer, it's really logged in and tight. So we can work from home and only the seven of us that are working know where to get that. So, yeah.
So your information is safe.
It's very safe. And that was the problem in having to learn how to scan. Scanning isn't like scanning. scanning and then dropping it into all different kinds of folders and all different places. And it's like, oh my gosh. So way different world.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And again, if anyone is in need of some tax help through that have, quote, simple returns, you can also call and find out if your circumstances allow them to do your taxes or if maybe you need to go to someone else. But TaxAid, again, available as one option for this community.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.